Blog Talk Radio.
Can we go ahead and work our faith tonight? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is able. Ah, yeah, I feel it already.
God is able.
God is able.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. Hallelujah. How many of you out there know that he's able? Hallelujah. He is able to do above. Hallelujah. All that you can ask or think. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for being able today. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I say hello to you, you, and you. Praise God. Thank you for coming on to MCI Blog Talk Radio for your weekly word workout with Lady T. Hallelujah. I tell you, we give all thanks and honor unto God for this day. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's a great day, Lord. We just thank you for it. I tell you, this is a great ministry. We have a lot of things going on in this ministry. Hallelujah. You got to really tune in, people of God. Get some of this word that's going out. Hallelujah. We got Bishop Thurman Butler, my awesome and wonderful husband, on Tuesday. We have Lady T on Wednesday. Oh, look, let me not forget about Monday. I'm sorry. Let's take it even back further. Hallelujah. Because we have Pastor McNeil on Monday. Keeping it real. McNeil. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Real catchy. Keeping it real. McNeil on Mondays at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. Anointed word of God. I tell you. And again, we got my husband on Tuesdays, myself on Wednesdays. Thursdays is still free. Hallelujah. But Fridays, you come back. And we have Pastor McNeil again, hallelujah, and he comes on for us on Fridays at 6 o'clock to bring a word. And then on Sundays, I tell you, it's Fresh Fire. And I tell you, on Sundays, we have Apostle McNeil. I tell you, if you're at home, you may even listen to your own ministry, but you have to come on at 9 o'clock and hear the woman of God give the word of God. I tell you, it is food for your soul. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for allowing us to be here tonight, to fellowship together, to come together, to unify together as one and get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Before we get started, let's just bow our heads for a little prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming before you asking that you do what only you can do. Father God, take over this line. Take over this word. None of me and all of you, Father God, hide me behind the shadows of your cross. Father God, before we ask you for anything, we're going to thank you for everything. God, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, which you give to us every day. Father God, we just want to say thank you for being who you are to us. Father, we just want to come before you today just asking you to just open up the minds and the hearts of the people to receive what you're saying. Father God, I tell you, we don't want them to just hear this word. Let them receive it. Let it drop deep in their spirit and get an understanding of the word of God. Father, in all that we do, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me tell you, people of God, I tell you, I got a special treat tonight for you guys. Hallelujah. I have my husband, Bishop Thurman Butler, on the line with me tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to chew this word up together. Praise God. I tell you, say hi, Bishop.
Praise the Lord to the champions.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes, yes. We got a word from the Lord tonight. And we're just going to chew it up together. You know, we have the man of God online with us, plenty of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah, to enhance what God is saying. So we're going to move forward in the word, and we will be reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. It's one of my favorite stories in the book of the Bible. I tell you, it's a long chapter. We might have to chew this thing up or chop it up into two or three sessions, but we're going to get as far as we can go tonight. But if I could have you to draw your attention to verse 23, hallelujah, and it says, for the children of Ammon and, I'm so sorry, people, God, 1 second. I'm sorry, verse 22. That's where we're going, verse 22. It says, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that one more time, people of God. Ha-ko-shaka. It says, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I tell you, we're going to go ahead and put a subject to this particular cluster of scripture. And the subject today that we want to focus on is kill it with a praise. Hallelujah. You don't understand how to kill it with a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your praise can kill a lot of things. Your praise can take down some things. It can move down some strongholds. It can break down some bondages. I'm telling you, your praise can open up some borders. Hallelujah, because God dwells in the midst of our praises. Hallelujah. So we got to learn how to kill it with the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, again, this is one of my favorite stories in the book, hallelujah.
Yes.
It talks about Jehoshaphat.
Uh-huh.
God with verse 1,
uh-huh.
when it said he came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Verse 2 says, Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Enjadai. I tell you, Bishop, you know, that's a lot of people coming against the man of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I tell you, you got people that's coming from everywhere.
My God.
I mean, from every direction that's coming against them. I mean, you got your enemies of your enemies that's coming against you.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I tell you, these people that's trying to come against your husband. You know, you know that you have to be somebody anointed or somebody special when enemies of each other unify to bring you down. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I tell you, you got people coming from every corner just to try to bring down the man of God. Hallelujah. See, we got to learn, when they're coming against you, when people are coming against you to try to destroy the things that you have going on, you know, trying to destroy your ministry, trying to destroy your heart, you know, trying to tear down anything they can, because they know that when Jehoshaphat opened his mouth, the kingdom of Satan is going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. So when we open our mouths as Christians, the kingdom shall be destroyed. So don't be surprised, people of God, when your enemies of your enemies, enemies, start to come against you. What do you think about that, man of God?
Well, praise God. Like you were saying, woman of God, one of the main things that I drew out of that is, as you said, they're coming at the head.
Ha! Woo!
The Bible says if you smite the shepherd, the sheep are scattered. And as you said, how is your enemies and your enemies' enemies plotting to come against you while you were in Indigine.
My God. Indigine. And it was Indigine. Let's just talk about Indigine a little bit. That's a place of peace and beauty. And
yeah.
I mean, just everything in this place is just so fulfilling, right?
It's a fruitful place.
Yes. Amen.
Indigine is a very fruitful place full of vegetation year round.
Amen.
It's so beautiful that it has crystal waterfalls,
ooh,
warm crystal waterfalls, sparkling down limestone rock. It's called Giddy. That's what Indigine means, Giddy. It's a place of laughter.
My God.
It's a place where the enemy can't touch you.
My God.
You know that David was in Indigine right there when Saul was following him with thousands of men in the same cave, in the same place, and the enemy
couldn't
even touch him.
He was an Indigine. But he was an Indigine. In that place of peace.
You gotta come on.
Hallelujah. I tell you, we all should have an Indigine.
You gotta have that point of your salvation.
Amen.
God is gonna lead you into Indigine.
Amen. Amen.
But it's a place of laughter. It's a place of fulfillment.
Yes.
It's a place of joy. It's
Amen.
A place of peace. Come on, somebody. It's a place for the enemy and do you no harm.
My God.
With no weapon
formed against you
can ever prosper.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, with all these people that's coming against Jehoshaphat, in verse 3 it tells us, and Jehoshaphat feared. Hallelujah. It said, and he feared and set himself. Let's deal with this fear. They said, it said he feared. Now, I don't believe that Jehoshaphat feared. He didn't have the fear of man. He just had the fear of the situation.
My God.
You know what I'm saying?
My
but
God.
With fear, he knew exactly what to do.
And where to go. My God.
And who to turn to.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
We know that God doesn't
My
give
God.
Us the spirit of fear.
Come on, but.
Hallelujah. But what?
Power.
What?
Love.
And what?
Sound mind.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you feel something that comes on you that you know ain't supposed to be there, that thing like fear, you have to set yourself, position yourself, hallelujah, that you can seek God. Hallelujah, because he's the only one that can help you with that feeling.
Come on.
Because sometimes when you dig deep, you're digging down for faith, sometimes the only thing you can pull up is fear.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
You got to set yourself.
You got to get away from something.
What? Go ahead.
Come on. Isolate yourself. Go in deeper prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Yes. Speaking of fast, that's exactly what Jehoshaphat did.
Yes.
He set himself to seek the Lord. So people of God, what he did when he started to feel this fear, he knew that the only way through this was through in God,
yes.
Through the hand of God, through
yes.
the help of God, through the word of God,
My
through
God.
The actions of God,
God,
through the ministry of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you got to set yourself, position yourself when things go on to seek. To seek the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Bishop?
So some things call for you to get in God's face. Some situations, champions, is going to cause you to get deeper in God's face.
Mm-hmm.
To get more persistent, more focused in God.
Amen.
And it may take a sacrifice.
Amen. 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 It may take a... And you know, with that being said, is it may take a sacrifice. Jehoshaphat, hallelujah. And he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Throughout Judah. My God.
I mean, throughout the entire Judah. Some things, as the Bible tells us, only come through prayer and fasting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So he proclaimed a fast. He called a fast throughout Judah. You know what? I'm telling you, you know what? It's amazing. Because they said throughout Judah.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
What does Judah mean?
The praises.
The praises. So what do you do when your praise is being attacked? When your Judah's been attacked.
My God.
Hallelujah. What do you do when your life is being attacked?
My
hallelujah.
God.
I mean, he said that he called, hallelujah. He called a fast.
Yes,
hallelujah. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
Yes.
He said it's praying time. It's sacrifice time.
Yes.
it's time for us to do something a little deeper, because this thing that we're dealing with is big.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, this is what we consider not something small, but this is something that's big, and we need to proclaim.
Yes.
We need to go ahead and be on our fast. Sometimes it just takes more than just yourself.
Right.
Sometimes
Amen.
You got to get a group of people.
Come
and
on.
As we go on in verse 4, it says, and Judah gathered themselves together.
There you go.
Gathered themselves. It says, and Judah gathered themselves together. Hallelujah. See, it wasn't no murmuring, no complaining. The church came together as one. Hallelujah. It wasn't that I'm not going to do this because I don't like the dress that she's wearing. I don't want to do this because I don't like the way he sings or she sings. I don't like the way they direct the situation. I don't like the way they usher. They came together. Hallelujah. See, that's what happened in the church, is that we're so divided because we're so busy looking at everything but God. Hallelujah. But see, here it says, and Judah gathered themselves together.
My God.
To act help of the Lord.
Yes.
Go ahead, man of God.
Well, woman of God, I tell you, lady, brother, one, but I see there is, we're living in a time where a lot of the saints of God, especially since this pandemic, we have gotten at ease in Zion. We've gotten lackadaisical. We've fallen in love with television ministry. And we've taken a position, I don't need to go to church. I can praise God in my home. And it is true.
Amen.
But who are you going to get to witness the position of your spirit? The dishes?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
See, sometimes, yes, you can pull the Spirit of God down alone. Yes, you can get an answer from God alone. But sometimes one can chase a thousand.
Ah, but what?
Two can put 10,000 to the light.
My God.
And some things are going to come where you need more than yourself.
Hallelujah. And see, Judah knew that.
They came together.
Because they came together.
They came together.
Hallelujah.
I can agree with.
You better say that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, Jehoshaphat knew that what he was dealing with was bigger than something that he could do himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can all pray ourselves.
Right.
We can all praise ourselves.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But see, we have to understand that it's a power in numbers.
In numbers.
Hallelujah.
Strength and unity.
It's strength and unity. Hallelujah. They all came together with one accord. Like Acts 2 says, hallelujah. There was 120 people that came together in the one place, touching and agreeing, hallelujah.
Waiting for a move
of God.
I'm telling
you, people, it's power in numbers. It's power in unity. Hallelujah. And we as a church, we have to understand and realize that we, because of our lackadaisicalness and because we've gotten so comfortable. And I understand that COVID is real. Hallelujah. And that we have to be COVID conscious. Hallelujah. But be COVID conscious, but not COVID comfortable. Hallelujah. Don't let COVID steal from you what you really need to get in your ministry, in your church. And yes, it is good. You can virtualize it. That's an awesome thing. Technology is amazing. Hallelujah. But again, like the bishop said, who's going to bear witness? Hallelujah. So we have to understand this, that, you know, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
Come on.
Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. It says even out of all the cities. It was not one that said, hey, we're not doing this.
Right.
It was not one that said, oh, I'm not going to church today. It was like, oh, I'm not going to be a part of that ministry. Oh, I'm not going to be a part of this. They all came together because they were all with one accord. They all saw the need. They all knew the understanding. And they all knew where the help was coming from. They all looked unto the hill. Hallelujah. They all looked unto the hill. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat stood, Rabosa, in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord, before the new court. He stood. Joseph of Canaan, he stood right there. And he said, O Lord God of our Father.
My God.
Listen, we took it back to some lineage. Hallelujah. He spoke of our Father.
My God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, O Lord God of our Father.
My God.
He, I tell you people, I love this prayer. He said, art not thou God in heaven?
My God.
Aren't you the aren't you the God that's above all things?
He's loving on it.
Hallelujah. Exactly. He's exalting him. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. He said, and ruleth not thou over all the kingdom of the heathen? Heathen? He said, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Christian or heathen. Don't you rule it all, Father?
Lifting them up.
Hallelujah. Isn't this, aren't you the God? Aren't you the biggest thing that could ever even be? Hallelujah. You are above all of this, above all things. Hallelujah. He said, and rulest not thou over all the kings of the heathen, and in thy hand, Harabosa, is there not power?
Whose hand is power?
It says, in thy hand, in God's hand.
My God.
He said, isn't in your hand this power and might?
My God, my God.
So that none is able to withstand thee?
Power.
Hallelujah.
Belongs to God.
To God. All power.
All power is given unto
him.
Heaven and earth.
Hallelujah. He's loving on God. He said, aren't you the God of the heavens?
But he got a problem that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even magnify what's going on yet. He didn't even say what's going on with him. He came before God, exalting him.
Lifting him up.
Lifting him up. Hallelujah.
Word back to him.
You better be telling him who he is. Aren't you the God of?
Huh?
Aren't you the God that did? Aren't you the God that was? Aren't you the God that is? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, people about understand when Jehoshaphat started his prayer, he started with excellence.
Yes,
he started acknowledging God for who he is.
My God.
He started lifting God up before he even mentioned anything as far as his problem was concerned.
He mentioned that yet.
Not even near it yet.
It
says, art not thou our God?
Our God, personalized.
Who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people, Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Hallelujah.
How I see it.
He knows God. He
got a
personal relationship. You better say it, man of God.
He got remembrance.
Hallelujah.
See, something about testimony with God. Something about relationship with God. See, it builds a video in your soul. See, when you have a relationship with God, it builds a video in your soul. Hallelujah.
I have a flashback.
Come on, somebody. So when things begin to happen,
God,
your soul begin to play back.
God.
Times that he brought you out. Times that he brought you through. Begin to play back things he's done for you. Good God Almighty. And even in times like this, glory to God, he went back to things that was already done.
Oh, my God. You better see.
If he did it before, he'll do it again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and Jehoshaphat went on to say, and thy dwellest therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, singing. If when evil cometh upon us, hallelujah. You better say that, man of God. Hallelujah. He said, this is what I did. He said, and they
you gotta build some things with
you
God.
You gotta say that.
You got to build a relationship.
Ooh.
You got to build a consecrated place to dedicate to God. You have to build an altar to God.
You
have to build your prayer closet.
Hallelujah. And when you build these things,
what happens?
When evil cometh upon us.
If and when.
You better say if and when.
If and when
evil cometh upon
he going to do?
Mm.
Judgment or pestilence.
Any kind of way that
or
devil
famine.
Comes.
Huh?
We stand before
we
the
We do top. What?
We stand before
we
the
stand.
Top.
We don't run
Hallelujah.
From the devil. And when he decide to come.
Hallelujah.
We stand.
Stand.
On this what we built.
On what we built. You better say that. Hallelujah.
So
we
that
stand. Before this house.
Uh-huh.
Where we and in thy presence. Hallelujah, which means that we know your presence is in what we built. Because we built it in the name of you. We built
Hallelujah.
It for you. Consecrating ourselves unto you. So we know when these things come.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
We stand
uh-huh.
before this house and in thy presence.
Uh-huh.
For thy name is in this house.
Good
Ooh, Jesus. Uh-huh. See, this house was built just for you for times such as this.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Such a time as this.
Such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
He said, Ooh. For thy name is in this house.
My God, teach woman.
And
God.
Cry uh-huh. unto thee
uh-huh.
in our affliction.
Can I say one thing, Mama
Go
God?
Ahead. Please, go ahead. Help me out here. Help me out.
The last thing the enemy wants is for his children to start crying to him. The last thing your enemy wants. It's for you to go to God on them. The last thing your husband wants, huh?
It's for you to go to God
It's for you to go to God
You better say it, hallelujah.
He'd be better off just lifting your mouth all through the house than for you to cry to God on him.
Amen, amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah. I mean, they said, and cry unto thee in our affliction.
Huh?
He said, anything that you're going through, anything that's coming to my anointed.
And do my prophets no harm.
All right. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, before the last
thing, glory to God,
the enemy wants you to do is cry before God. Hallelujah.
Put God on.
Because I'm saying, put, you tell me, put God on.
Put God on.
Hallelujah. Because what did he say about our tears when we read that? What does he say about our tears? Because we get joy.
My God. That he bottled them up, number one. Number two. He says, glory to God, that we're better off testing a millstone around our neck
and
jump down to the sea, commit suicide.
Hallelujah.
Then to come and affect one of my little ones. David said, my tears have been my meat.
Ah, you better say it. Day and night.
Day and night.
You better say that.
While they say unto me, where is your God? That means your tears. Force God to move.
You better say that. Hallelujah.
Your tears is, glory. Let somebody think your tears don't matter to God.
My God.
And it'll force God to move.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
glory. Hallelujah.
Why they say, where is your God? David said, my tears is all I've been eating.
You better say it.
You got to understand, people, that when we cry, that's the emotion of the heart.
Hallelujah. See, you know, God judges the heart of man.
Yes.
So when your tears are flowing and you're crying out to God, hallelujah, for your afflictions or for what has happened to you or what's going on to you, God hears.
Yes.
He stands up. I tell you, I have a bigger Holy Ghost imagination. I have to see him standing up and weeping with you. Hallelujah. Bottling up every tear that you have.
My
hallelujah.
God,
holding
God.
On to them, letting you know that it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
Before the altar of God.
They said, and cry unto thee in our affliction,
uh-huh.
then thou wilt hear
uh-huh.
and help.
And help.
So God, you said to me, you, because of what we have built unto you, hallelujah, that you will hear and you will help. Hallelujah. And now, in verse 10 says,
and now,
by the way, God, hallelujah. I mean, I've given
if
you.
If we can ever get off of our problems.
Ooh, Jesus.
Every time we go to God. Me, this going on, that's going on. He said, and now.
And now.
After I praised you.
After
I exalted you.
Ooh.
After I magnified you. After I faith in you and I spoke. Ha, ho, shut up. And now.
And now,
by the way,
I'm just saying, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's a few things going on over there. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I'm just saying, I need your help.
Uh-huh.
He said, and now, behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade. He said, if God, these people come against me after you wouldn't even let us take them out.
My
we could have took them out.
Right,
but being obedient to you, we did now look.
Right.
They're coming after us.
We gave our pearl.
Amen.
Ooh.
The swine. You better say that.
Now they're trying to render.
You better say that. He said, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou would have not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Hallelujah. So you ain't let us, we ain't destroyed them. We turned from them. We let them go. Hallelujah. We had mercy on them. Hallelujah. Now because we had mercy on them, he said, behold, I say, how they reward us. We let them go. We did nothing to them. We just let them be. We turned. We gave them mercy. He said, this is what we get.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
All you do for people.
My God.
And some people will turn around. You'll go the extra mile for them.
My God.
You'll pray all night long for them. You'll fast for them. And when you go through something, they'll separate from you.
My God.
Won't lift up a prayer. Won't drop by a can of soup. I am both shocked. Look how they repay us.
My God.
But it didn't change his focus.
Hallelujah. He said, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession. Hallelujah. They come to take everything that you gave us, which thou have given us to inherit.
Right.
Father God, after we did this, we gave them
hallelujah.
We let them go. Hallelujah. We fed them. We loved on them. We gave them everything. And this is what they do? They backstab us. They come to take what we have. They come to steal us. But guess what? Jehoshaphat never changed his position. Hallelujah. So regardless of what happens or what someone may do to you, I know a lot of people have a lot of church hurts. Hallelujah. You know, but you have to understand, regardless of what has happened, the Bible says you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Come on.
So you, God, we're not looking at how somebody treats you. You better be looking at how you treat them. See, because God's going to have to, they're going to have to answer for themselves.
And forgiveness is a gift to you.
Is a gift.
I heard a great man of God
say that. Forgiveness, say it again, that is so good.
Forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself.
You better say that. You better say.
And unforgiveness is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die.
You better say that. I don't know if that's a good one. You better say. People of God, did y'all hear that? Forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. Hallelujah. You think that you're doing it for the other person, or you're forgiving people and you feel like you're being walked over and used and dogged out. Walk on you when you're forgiving.
Yes.
You know, they think you're soft. They think you're weak. Hallelujah. But it's a gift.
That you give
giving that to yourself because that's worthy. You better say it.
So you ain't bound. So it don't hurt when you see them.
So
don't throw you off in the wrong spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's a gift you give yourself.
Amen. Amen. And unforgiveness. Hallelujah. When you're not forgiven, it's like you're drinking poison. Unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and you waiting for the other person to die. You catch that on your way back to your room. Hallelujah.
My God.
I'm telling you. That is so powerful, man of God. You know what I'm saying? It's so important that you don't lose your position on regardless of what's happening in your life, regardless of who's trying to come against you, regardless of who's trying to come at you, because if God be for you, hallelujah,
if God be for you,
who could be against you?
My God, you better say it.
You understand? But we have to understand that we have to keep it, you know, we have to keep our position. And verse 12, it says, oh, our God, wilt thou God not judge them?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
He said, God, aren't you not going to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
You already see what's happening. You see what we've done. How the mercy, and you're not going to deal with this?
My God.
For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing we can do, God.
No might.
No might. It, we have no strength against that.
If I did.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
read. Hallelujah.
If you did.
Neither know we what to do.
If we had the strength, we don't know no way.
Hallelujah, God.
See, a lot of times it ain't about your money.
Go ahead.
It ain't about your job.
Go ahead.
It ain't about your home. You can have it and not know how to use it.
You better say that.
Hey, what to do with it. He said, we have no might.
And
neither know we what to do.
What to do.
Meaning that if we had the might.
You don't know what this is.
If we had the strength. If we had the help. Y'all don't hear me. If we had the money. We still don't know how to carry it out.
Amen.
We need you anyway.
Hallelujah. You said, but what we do know how to do.
Huh?
Is keep our eyes upon you. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
but we do know how to do. It's come to you, God.
But our eyes is on you.
It's on you. We know that we don't have the might. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power. We don't have the understanding. We don't know this. We don't have the know-how. But what we do have,
we know the answer,
is our eyes upon thee. Because what we don't have, we know you do have. Hallelujah. So we ain't taking our eyes off God.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Keep your position.
That's right.
Stay in your position. Hallelujah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Knowing that he has the answer to everything. Hallelujah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right on your job.
Keep your eyes on
Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Right in your home.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
You better say it, hallelujah. In the midst of your life.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
You better say it, hallelujah.
We don't know what to do. But I know that I know to keep my eyes.
What my eyes going to say.
Huh?
He said, but my eyes
are on you.
Stay upon thee. Hallelujah. And all Judah stood before the Lord. With their little ones, their wives, and their children.
Everybody eyes on you.
Everybody eyes. They all stood as one.
Go, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go,
with their eyes on thee. Hallelujah. Then upon Jehizel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asa. There you go. You better say, here it comes. Here it comes. Came the spirit of the Lord in the midst.
Holy Ghost.
Down in the hallelujah. In the midst of the congregation.
And that ain't by themselves. They pray together.
Together.
To the Holy Ghost.
Say, ha. Mind your
Go ahead.
Came in like a rushing wind.
Huh?
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people, God, they came together with one accord. You'll be surprised how when you touch and agree, the Bible says, when two or more touch and agree, he's in the midst.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you can ask anything.
Yes, that's right.
And it shall be given unto you from the Father that's in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said two or three. He didn't say just one. Hallelujah. We know that one can do some things. Hallelujah. But when you have a group, when you have unity, when you're unified, when you're together.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
It's so much power.
Come on.
It's so much that can be done. You imagine God here, all these voices bombarding
him,
praising him, loving him, eyes on him, seeking him, knowing that they're helpless without him. Hallelujah.
If you call on Jesus,
you got to say it. If you call on him, he will come.
Here comes.
They said, in the spirit, he said, came the spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. Just dropped on everybody.
Ha!
Look. Have you ever been in a service where the spirit of God came down and it just Everybody,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo,
got a fill of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the spirit, he dashed out all over everybody.
My God.
Hallelujah. It says, and he said,
hearken ye. Go ahead.
All Judah.
Uh-huh.
Not one, not two. He said, but all Judah.
Uh-huh.
And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And the king, and thou king, Jehoshaphat.
Uh-huh.
Thus saith the Lord unto you.
What is that? Come on.
Be not afraid.
Uh-huh.
nor dismay by reason of this great multitude.
My God.
Because the battle is not yours.
Oh, glory.
But
God.
Hallelujah. See, that's the problem. Hallelujah. We try to fight these battles that don't belong to us.
Come on.
See,
man.
We don't fight against flesh and blood,
come
but
on,
principalities and powers.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So we try to fight a spiritual battle with carnality.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
God.
What we're fighting is not carnal, it's spiritual.
Please.
Hallelujah. That's why God said, look, I got it.
Uh-huh.
The battle is not yours, it's mine.
Uh-huh.
So don't even try to fight it.
Come
don't
on.
Even think about fighting it.
Uh-huh.
All I need you to do is set yourself.
My God.
Hallelujah.
What you gotta do?
Hallelujah. So they said, tomorrow,
uh-huh,
go ye down against them.
Uh-huh.
Behold,
mm-hmm,
they come up the cliff of thee.
Oh, he knows where the enemy
he
is.
He knows exactly where the enemy
he
is.
He knows where your enemy is.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And he said, and ye shall find them at the end.
By the way,
at the end of the brook.
Oh, Lord.
You know at the end of the brook, that's where the water stops, right?
Yes.
You have no nothing else, no more livelihood. That's the end of that's
no
the end of everything.
Ahead.
No resources. No more resources. That's it right
no
there.
Help.
No help. Hallelujah.
People get desperate at
ooh,
the end of the brook.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can I say something about,
yes.
You gotta watch people at the end of the brook.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God. You gotta watch people that got all dried up and they still trying to you better watch people that ain't got no more resources flowing from God.
My God.
Because you might be surprised at how they may
what
act in
hallelujah. And it may not be that godly.
It may be godly at all.
Yeah,
at the end of the brook.
You're at the end of the brook.
That's where you gonna find it.
Hallelujah. Before the wilderness of Jurel.
Yes.
It says, ye shall not need to fight.
Oh, glory. What?
You know, it's this thing, you know, God says some things that really kind of throw you off a little bit. He tell you to go down to the brook.
Uh-huh.
He tell you to go down there. You know, go down there by the cliff of Z.
Uh-huh.
Now, he wants you to get up early in the morning, go down there.
Come on there.
You put down, you told us to go down there.
You prepared?
Yeah, you said, we don't have to fight.
Oh, good God.
Hallelujah. So you're sending us to the fight,
uh-huh,
but you're telling us that we don't have to fight.
You better go ahead.
Hallelujah. So I'm like, okay,
God,
you're sending us down there, God. So I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to do the fight. But he said, no. Ye shall not need to fight,
ooh,
in this battle.
Who's going to fight you?
Hallelujah. But he said, I want you to set yourself.
Good God.
I want you to act like you're going to fight.
My God.
I want you to position yourself like you're going to fight.
Come on.
I need you to move like you're going to fight.
Come
hallelujah.
On.
But I don't need you to do a thing.
Come on. Put some paint on your face like you're ready to fight. Good God.
Put your war stripes on.
Yes.
Put your war clothes on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
But all you got to do, lift your hands back.
Ow!
War with your hands.
Dance before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like you're going to fight. Worship him like you're going to fight. Good
yes,
God Almighty. Go to church expecting like you're going to fight.
My God, yes.
But you ain't going to need to
but
fight.
But you don't need. He said, just set.
Just,
he said, set yourself.
You better go ahead.
And he
said,
stand.
Go ahead.
Ye still.
Can I say something, woman of God?
Oh, yeah, man.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Scare the enemy off.
Mm.
All you got to do is talk like you're strong. Walk like you're strong. Y'all don't hear me tonight.
My God, my
Captain,
God.
All you got to do is get the mindset and the spirit like you're strong and speak those things like you're strong. That's enough to make the enemy run.
That's right. You better stay in. Hallelujah.
It ain't for nothing. No, you didn't.
Hallelujah.
Talk. Just set yourself. Hallelujah.
That's all you have to do, people. God, he said, set yourself.
My God, my God.
Stand ye still. Mm-hmm. We talked about being still before. See, sometimes we're moving too much. We're doing too much. And we can't get the blessings of God. We can't see the salvation of the Lord because we always want to go. We always moving. We always doing something. We're not letting God be who he can be in our lives. Hallelujah. We're not standing strong for the Holy Spirit. We're not standing strong for the salvation of the Lord. We're not standing strong for the gift of
God.
We're not standing strong for what God has for us. Hallelujah. See, some revelation you just can't get while you're on the go. Some blessings you can't get while you're on the go. You might have been right there at your blessing. You might have been standing there for a while, but you got tired of standing, so you move, and boom, you missed the blessing. See, God comes in seasons. Blessing comes in seasons, and you don't know how long that season, and you don't want to miss it.
Hallelujah.
See, sometimes because you're distracted.
My God.
Because you're not standing still. Because you're procrastinating. Because you're not in the place where you should be.
Hallelujah.
He said, stand still.
And what?
And see the salvation of the Lord with you. He didn't say you won't see the salvation of the Lord. He said you're going to see it with you. Hallelujah. God, I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to show you that I'm walking with you. I'm going to show you that I'm talking with you. I'm talking through you. I'm going to show you that I'm using you. I'm going to show you that I never leave nor forsake you. I'm going to show you that nothing can separate me from the love that I have for you. He says I need you to be still
and see
the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
He said, fear not. Nor be dismayed.
My God.
Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yeah. See, sometimes, people of God, we have to understand God is them. He is saying that. He says, just go there.
Yes.
See, in this season, you're going to, God is going to have you to face. Hallelujah. He's going to have you to face the things that's coming at you. Hallelujah. So you're going to face these things, but you ain't going to have to fight these things. Hallelujah. So you're going to face some enemies or some things that's trying to come into your life. You're going to face some things that's trying to come against your job. You're going to face some things that's trying to come against your children. You're going to face some things that's trying to come against your body. You're going to face some things. Hallelujah. But you ain't going to have to fight some things. Hallelujah. See, we ain't going to have to fight in the flesh like we used to fight. Women, you ain't going to break a nail. You ain't going to lose an eyelash. Hallelujah. Because all you want to do is set yourself and get your fight.
Glory. Glory.
Hey. And God said, I got it from there. Hallelujah. And
yes,
this season, God is going to have you facing some things that's coming against you. He's going to have you looking at some things eye to eye. And I double dare you to move. I double dare you to come at me. Hallelujah. Because my God said no weapon. Hallelujah. Shall prosper. Because my thought, God says greater is he that's within me. You're going to have to face some things. Hallelujah. That usually you would run away from. Usually you would try to tear down yourself. But all you're going to have to do is face it. But you won't have to fight it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is saying, I want you to go there. Hallelujah. And I want you to set yourself. Hallelujah. I want you to be still.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want you to see the salvation of your God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, fear not or be dismayed. He said, don't have no fear. Don't have no fear. Don't be scared. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. I got your back. Verse 18 says, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
Everybody in service.
Everybody in service, worshiping. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Kohites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Hallelujah.
They
moved once again.
Hallelujah.
And they rose early in that morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me,
oh
Judah,
good God Almighty,
and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Now wait, can I jump right
here? Yes, amen.
Now look, he said, word of God, when it came in, God told him, stand and see. Now they're moving, and the man of God says, stand still and hear. Now watch this. This hearing is what's going to allow them to see God.
Mm.
Now I want to say real quick, we're going to go a little over time today. So watch this. Now look, when you go to the eye doctor, what's the best vision that they say you can have?
2020.
2020 vision.
Hallelujah.
And I want to let the champions have this nugget for the rest of their life. You remember 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. I'm ready to give you 2020 vision.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready to show y'all to be stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The woman of God said 2020 vision. You remember 2020. And you'll never forget this. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. This is what the man of God said. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You want to see God move?
Yes.
That's 2020 vision.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome, my God. I tell you, we got some 2020 vision going on here. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said, you know, you just gotta see the salvation.
But the blind can't lead the blind. Somebody got to tell you how to see.
How to see. And it says, hear me, O Judah.
Hear me.
And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. See, the first step is believing.
Hallelujah.
That's why you got to believe in the Lord your God. In order for you to see him, you got to believe that he is who he is. So shall ye be established.
Mm-hmm.
Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper.
Right.
So he said, God, if you believe that I am who I say I am, I'll establish you, I'll strengthen you, I'll give you the power, I'll tell you every situation. And if you believe the prophet, the word that has spoken forth from me through them,
and it comes to pass, you'll prosper.
You should prosper.
You win.
It will come to pass.
You go win.
Hallelujah.
Prosperity coming.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, prosperity is coming. All you have to do is believe, hallelujah, and you will be established. All you have to do, believe. And he said in verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people.
Uh-huh. He told them that.
So he consulted. Now, he came with the people.
He told them that.
Exactly. He spoke to the people. He appointed. He ain't take no volunteers.
Come on.
Because volunteers can get mad and quit.
Come on.
Hallelujah. See, some things you got to be appointed to do. Some things that God has to appoint you for a certain situation and a certain thing. Hallelujah. See, some things you can't be a volunteer because you are quit or you'll leave. But when you're appointed to something, hallelujah, all you better say is don't cost nothing to volunteer.
Right.
But when you're appointed to something, it's been appointed to you, or when you've been appointed to do a certain thing, it costs you something. Whether it costs you your time, whether it costs you some sacrifices, whether it costs you some of your life, whether it costs you it costs you some things.
My God.
To be appointed. So he appointed singers unto the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they should praise the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
And he went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And when they sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir.
Now what happened?
Which were come against Judah.
When they did what?
Come against Judah.
But when they did what? When they praised. When they did what?
We ain't even gonna go back up there.
Yes, when they began to do what?
Sing and praise.
Huh?
When they
forgot
the
about
Lord, you better say it. When it all became about God. Hallelujah. But let me say this, man. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
My God.
Hallelujah. Praise. So when they said, when they began to sing and praise, hallelujah. When they began to sing unto the Lord, when they begin to magnify God, when they begin to say how worthy and how wonderful he is, hallelujah. Then God starts to check. Hallelujah.
Yes.
With your praise. Hallelujah. When you got a praise, hallelujah. It starts to kill some things.
Yes.
It starts to break some things. It starts to lose some things.
Yes.
You gotta know, hallelujah. Yes. When you got a praise, you gotta get it out.
Glory.
So God is saying,
yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He's saying,
my God, with a praise. My God.
With the praise. And when they began to sing the praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were sick. Hallelujah. People of God, kill it for the praise.
My God.
Hallelujah. If you got some things, some giants in your life, some things that's coming against you, seem like it's overwhelming, it's overbearing, you just can't handle it, don't know what to do, you got to listen to the healer. Jehoshaphat never took his eyes off God. He feared, hallelujah, he feared the situation that was coming against him, but he went straight to the Father. He went to exactly who he knew could help him with the situation. People of God, we're turning to man for things that God can do. Hallelujah. He said, if you got something going on, go ahead and give me a praise so we can kill it. He said, go ahead and shout my name so we can kill it. He said, go ahead and give it unto me so we can kill it. You know that God dwells in the midst of our praise.
God.
But people, God, I'm going to leave you tonight with this. And you got some things going on, and you just don't understand. Just know you're not defeated. All you have to do is kill it with the praise. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are and for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for just coming on this line and just sitting with us, fellowshipping with us, and over. Father God, we just thank you. Because you alone are God, and besides you, there is. So, God, we just bless your name. Lord, we just ask that this word settle into good ground. Hallelujah. That the hearts were open to receive, Father God, and let them know, hallelujah, this season, they're going to have to face some things, but they won't have to fight them. Let them know, Father God, that they can kill it for the praise. Hallelujah, Father God, and all that we do, we will bless you. We will honor you, and we will give you all the praise. And Jesus, all in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, people of God. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, hallelujah, if the word has been a blessing to you, partner with us. Undisputed Truth Ministries. Hallelujah. Sow a seed into the ministry. Hallelujah. The cash app is $ Champions in Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you, we're at 1921 Dobby Town Road, Richmond, Virginia, or Henrico, Virginia. 3-1. We're looking for people to come on in here. Let's fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Let's praise God. Let's give him what he's due. Let's unify together. Because in unity, there's power. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you. Bishop, would you like to say something?
I'd like to say, always remember, if it's in the word,
it's undisputed.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night.